Welcome to episode 247 of the Ben Briggs podcast. I am Ben Briggs. It is Saturday, people. Saturday, the 10th of December, 2022. And I hope you're doing it well out there, people. It is 11 p.m. at night. I know, we're just sneaking this in again. But I have a valid excuse. I have been nationalistic. Is that right? Is that a word we can use these days? I have been supporting our losing football team, as it turned out, this evening. So that's why everything's a little bit late. I've also had a sneezing fit and just sneezed all over my fucking top. Brutal. I've been supporting the national side with a bit of national pride. That's what I've been doing, people. And we fucking lost. So I went round. I'm gonna have to have some tea already. I'm sorry about this. There we go. I went round my mate Lou's house, which is always a bit of a dilemma watching football around somebody else's house. You don't know how they're going to have it set up. But he had a massive screen set up for us. His dog usually tries to sexually assault me as I walk in. no means no, buddy. Yeah. This time he was actually all right. And kept his hands to himself. So obviously now aware of the Me Too movement. I don't know what it is with regards to dogs, but I always have a weird thing with dogs where all dogs seem to want to fuck me. I'm not just saying that like some sort of Instagram model. I know what you're thinking out there. You're thinking, sure, Ben. Of course they do. Everyone wants to fuck you, do they? No, just really dogs, it seems. I have a gift with dogs where all of them, this goes back throughout the whole of my life. I've spent the whole of my life, it seems, fighting off the advances of various types of canines over the years where they just get a little bit too familiar with me. So he was all right tonight, old Eddie. Then I'll fucking bark. It's weird. Like, you don't realise how much, obviously, you know, when you're watching football, how much you're like, oh, fuck, and how much you swear and shit like that when there's missed opportunities and stuff. And that sets the old boy off. He don't like that. Old Eddie, you don't like that. Lou's dog don't like that. I don't know what's happened in his past. He is a rescue, so I have no idea what's happened in his past. Whether he's just, you know, just doesn't like the disappointment, constant disappointment of the England side, or he just doesn't like people reacting to half-missed chances. He starts barking a little bit, so we had to send him out to the kitchen. He got relegated and then came back in all sheepish. I watched the game. I know. We lost. We lost to the old enemy. We lost to France. I thought they played well, though, to be perfectly honest with you. I thought England played well. I thought they outplayed France. I'm going to throw it out there, yeah. I think they did. I thought France had a couple of chances and took them. England had more chances, more possession, and didn't capitalise on it. It's just a shame that Kane missed that final penalty. It's a brutal game, isn't it? It's a brutal game, football. Any sport, I know, but like, you know, football, when it comes down to like penalties, and we've seen it so much in this World Cup, when it comes down to penalties and people fucking bottle it, it's just a shame. But I think he'd have put that penalty in if he hadn't already taken a penalty that night. I think it's two penalties in the same game. You're going to be second-guessing yourself, aren't you? You know, you're going to think, shall I put it in the same place I put it in the last one? Or should I put in a different place? Or shall I just sky it over the bar? And he went for the latter. He went for the old Chris Waddle straight over the fucking bar. See you later. That one's coming down with fucking snow on it, baby. Yeah, so that was, it was a bit disappointing. Now I have, this is so late because I have been spending the rest of the evening researching my Moroccan heritage. That's it. That's the team for me. I can't support France. My English genes will not allow me to support France. I can't support Argentina because of the Falklands. Because, you know, it's fucking Argentina. There's too much history between England and Argentina to be supporting Argentina. I'm not interested in Croatia because they're all white. And as a woke white guy in 2022, I'm going to be supporting Morocco. Yeah, you're damn right I am. Yeah. I'm pinning my flag to that mast. No, I'd like to see, it'd be amazing if Morocco made it to the final, wouldn't it? Like the first, what are they? The first African team to get in the semis. And to see them get in the final would be fantastic. And to see them win against Argentina. I don't know. Is it? I'm not too sure of what the lineup is, to be honest. I can't. It's the emotions got to me a little bit tonight. I'm not gonna make anything up. It's vastly disappointing. But just when I was starting to get into the World Cup, just the other day when I said I was starting to get into the World Cup, and now we're out. It's a bit disappointing, but as an England fan, you kind of get used to it, really, don't you? Let's have a little bit more tea. There we go. Oh, fucking, that tastes good, man. I tell you what, I didn't even have a beer tonight either. I could have gone round, took some beers round. I didn't take any beers round. I sat there with a cup of tea. I haven't had a beer in months. I think I'm quite liking the fact that I haven't had a beer in months. A, it makes me look smug, which all of us love. And B, I'm feeling a lot better for it. Not that I drank a lot anyway, but it was just on a night like tonight, I'd probably have a couple of beers and this podcast would be a lot less interesting, I imagine, or more interesting, depending on what you want. Let's have a look at the semi-final lineups. Is it, I think France and Argentina. Argentina, Croatia, France, Morocco. Argentina, Croatia is Tuesday and Wednesday is France, Morocco. I don't know, man. Looking at those two ties, you're thinking Argentina, France straight through. But this World Cup, if it's shown anything, it's shown that when you sacrifice workers, when you sacrifice migrant workers for the sake of stadiums, any result is possible. The demons, the ghosts of those workers are coming back to haunt some of the teams. What you're looking at really is, under normal circumstances, what you're looking at is an Argentina-France final. But it could quite easily be a Croatia-Morocco final. The way things are going, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Croatia against Morocco final. Croatia, good side, though. They've been quite good for the last few years, haven't they? Fucked up England a few years ago as well. It was nice to see. I'll tell you what it was nice to see. In the game, the inverted commas ugly England supporter who has been making headlines this week with everybody taking a piss out of how ugly he is, and then everybody, sorry, I'm gonna have to wipe my nose here. Oh man, still got this cold hanging around. The ugly England supporter, inverted commas, right? I know. Hey, man. You know, beauty is only skin deep. Yes, I know. I know. But he looked really happy, like clutching his fake World Cup that he no longer needs. I imagine that is discarded in a bin somewhere. But he's been in all the papers and all over social media this week because I don't know if he's been in all the papers, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't fucking read them. But he's been all over social media this week. People taking the piss out of him because he was just like an England supporter, like really enjoying himself. And he wasn't particularly aesthetically pleasing or traditionally aesthetically pleasing. There might be women out there, you know, who like a guy who looks like that. I don't know. I don't know if he's got a wife. He could be, you know, he could have fucking money. You know, that seems to trump looks and even personality to a certain degree, doesn't it? Hey, are you fucking ugly out there? Don't think of plastic surgery to make yourself look better. Just get money. That's all you need. Just get money. You can keep your dog shit personality as well. All you need is fucking money. dear. During the game, I think it was before the game, somebody had a photo took with him. It was all shown and shit like that. And everybody supporting him and he's a hero. And no doubt, somebody will set up a GoFundMe page for him because everybody likes to virtue signal. There's people out there slagging him off, his looks and things like that. And then there was like masses of people underneath that. So basically, you get the two things on this. You get the people who troll and who are fucking horrible to people on the internet. And then you kind of get the people who also kind of troll, but in a nice way. They're sort of like angelic trollers who obviously go against the people taking the piss out of his looks and then say, hey, he's having the time of his life and stuff. You know, he's having the time of his life out there. I wish I could be as happy. I wish these horrible people would be as happy as that guy looks right now. All right, virtue signaler. Calm down, baby. Yeah. I know you're a good person. Yeah. Yeah, you're the good person who steps over the homeless guy and doesn't even look twice at him. Yeah. But when it comes to the internet, you're a fucking hero. I don't know. I didn't think, to be honest, I put a picture of me up against him. I didn't think he was that ugly. I was like, what the fuck are these people are about? That's a good looking guy, man. let's have a little bit more tea. Shit, fucking, let's get lubricated. So anyway, so England are out. I don't know why people are slagging off Gareth Southgate and that. We got to the semis of the last World Cup. We got to the final of the Euros and we've got to the quarterfinals. We've got a good team. We're playing good football. What more do people want? I know we want to win, but we're fucking England. I know. I know the ref. He was against us. I know there's a big conspiracy theory. There was an awful lot of decisions that went against us, I think. But then again, we got awarded two penalties. So, you know, them's is the breaks, as Boris Johnson said. As he was leaving office. I think everybody ought to use that now. Them's is the breaks. Hopefully Southgate will be staying on. I think he's got a contract to the next Euros. So hopefully he'll be staying on and hopefully for the next World Cup as well. But who knows, baby? Other big news this week. I tell you what I did watch the other day. Holy fucking shit. It's taking the world by storm, baby. I watched the Harry and Meghan documentary. Fuck up. Fuckumentary. Rockumentary. Whatever it is. Frockumentary. Documentary, innit? Harry and Meghan documentary. Well, it's not really. It's kind of a whinging sesh, innit? Really? I watched Harry and Meghan. Two members of the royal family moan on TV. And depending on how you think about that, I'm guessing here's my guessing of how my predictions for how this is going to turn out like for them, right? I reckon about 50% of the people who already like them will continue to like them. All of the people, 50, they've got about a 50-50 split, Harry and Meghan, don't they? They seem to have. So I reckon the 50% of people who liked them or to continue to like them, and the 50% of people who hated them will continue to hate them. I think it's not really going to make an ounce of fucking difference. I don't think anybody who fucking hated them is going to watch that and go, actually, you know what? You know what? They've changed my mind on everything. I blame the media for everything. To be honest, I don't see the big hoo-ha about it. There was a big hoo-ha about in the press that I don't read, but I read the headlines. Yeah, people, I read the headlines. Yeah, there was a big hoo-ha about them bringing down the monarchy and slagging off the queen. That's one now that the press will use, isn't it? They were disrespectful to the queen. Now the queen's dead because they want to incite fucking morons out there to go, how dare they slag off our queen as she rots in her coffin. So that's one thing they're using. I didn't really see anything that they said they slagged off the press. One thing I did notice, her friends seem awful. that's one thing I did notice. Her friends seem like the most awful, stuck-up, bitchy fucking people you could ever meet. They seem awful. Everyone, I know for a fact, every one of those her friends would be horrible to a waiter or waitress. They'd be really bitchy if they were kept waiting. They just seemed like awful people. You can just tell as a guy who's single. Hey, what do you know about women then, Ben? I know a little bit. I know a couple of things about women. Yeah, women. And I know an arsey fucking stuck-up woman when I see one, particularly on a TV screen, staring back at me, talking about Harry and Meghan. Yeah. Let's have a little bit more tea. Sorry. Yeah, they just seem like the most awful people with what they were coming out with. It's just more the way they said it rather than what they actually said, I think. Never mind, that's just my opinion. I thought Harry and Meghan were all right, weren't they? You know, that's got to be the first royal wedding that's happened from Instagram, where somebody's hit somebody up from Instagram, isn't it? Are many people going to actually, when their friend requested or whatever, or followed by Prince Harry on Instagram? Sorry, I'm just wiping my nose there. I'm dripping all over the microphone. Are many people actually going to not accept a follow from Prince Harry? I think, you know, if you're Prince Harry, you can pretty much date whoever you want to date, I think, as long as they're single. You know, where was their first date, the first time they actually met, other than chatting on Instagram, which is a very 21st century way of getting together. Their first date was in Botswana. You know, when you're talking about privilege out there, and you know, like being a prince and everything they get given, there's not many. I don't think many people listening out there right now to this would even contemplate a first date in Botswana. I don't even think anybody in most people in this country who live outside London would contemplate having a first date in London. I don't think there's many people who live in this country who wouldn't just go for a drink somewhere. I always find it weird when people go to comedy clubs like on a first date and then sit at the front. You know, you're listening to other people speak. Surely a first date, you want to find out about, like, the people you're dating. Do they not want to do that? Anyway, so Harry and Meghan went to Botswana, fucked around with the wildlife out there, and then, like, instantly fell in love. I thought it was a bit... I thought a few things about the documentary were a bit weird. The way it opens, and it looks as though they're making a video message on their phone, which they're clearly not, because the sound and the lighting is impeccable. So that's all been set up. Also on their first date, when they've got like pictures of them holding hands from behind, who's taking that fucking picture? Yeah? What did you have a we'll just go to Botswana to get away from everything, and then suddenly there's a photographer following you around on your first date as well. That's a bit weird. They seem a bit reconstructed, but you know. We're all playing the game here, aren't we? But apart from that, being followed everywhere by their own photographer in their most intimate moments, and also, I thought, a little bit tasteless. When she was fucking on the phone or whatever, and he's going to propose to her, and she's on the phone to a friend on FaceTime or whatever. And obviously that needs to be captured. That was in no way reconstructed. Saying to a friend who's like, I don't know, sitting on a waiter, sitting on people, for furniture. Yeah, when she was actually like FaceTiming a friend saying, oh, I think it's going to happen. I think he's going to ask me to marry him and stuff. You know, just live in the moment. Tell him about it afterwards. You know, when they're making their servants cry and beating their servants' children. Tell your friends then when they're doing that, yeah? Might take their mind off things. So I thought, yeah. But apart from that, I didn't see, you know, they seem like they're in love, which in itself is a little bit sickening. but, you know, I think it just echoes back to the old Edward and Mrs. Simpson thing, because she's an American, divorced American as well. She's had, you know, she's not a virgin like Kate was. I don't know if that matters now. Does that matter? It used to matter, didn't it? It used to matter, didn't it? Like the future queen, I think Diana was, weren't she? She hadn't been plucked before she married Charles. I don't think Kate had been plucked. I don't know. Somewhere in the background, there's some guy living in a council estate in Edinburgh. Yeah, I met her on a fucking night out. She was all right, sauce. I don't know. So she's obviously divorced, been married before, and American as well. Well, that's three things, but two of those things are the same, aren't they? Divorced and married before. And American, holy shit. And I think that's going against her a little bit. Obviously some of the comments in the press and shit like that were, I do think they were racist, to be honest. I do think they were racist. So, and whoever the fucking woman was who was wearing the brooch of the, I forget what brooch, the name of the brooch, what they called it, but it's basically a black person on a brooch. which is like a traditional trope of sort of like racism, you know, like slavery and all that sort of thing. Whoever wore that, whatever, yeah, I think it was the Queen's cousin or something like that. Whoever wore that to her first public engagement or whatever, or when like family thing, was fucking, I mean, could you, you know. That's what I do, you know, you might as well just bring in chained black people to carry you in. Why wouldn't you wear the fucking brooch? Jesus. Yeah, that was a bit fucking weird. Why would you just not get rid of that? I forget the name of the brooch. I don't know, it had a certain name. Oh yeah, it's got it here. Is it Blackamoor brooch? Yeah, Princess. Who was it? Right. The term Blackamoor or Blackmoor was once a general term for black people in English. Oh right, okay. Jesus, this must be going back. Yeah, so it's basically like a black person, like with gold and stuff like that on it. It's weird, isn't it? Who was it? Princess Michael of Kent. Princess Michael of Kent. Princess Michael of Cunt, more like. Anyway, that's that one. Yeah, so, yeah, apart from that, that was weird. I think they come across as all right. I didn't think there was any major revelations. I think the newspapers are making the most of it because, basically, they just want to stir up fucking more shit so they can sell more newspapers, isn't it? It's the same old story. I don't know. Anyway, then I'll be saying all this, and then the next episode, Meghan will be on there going, and the Queen was a fucking cunt. Yeah, so they're not going to say anything like that. I don't know how they can do any more episodes. Surely they've covered the intrusion from the press. You know, the fact that she was, you know, got a bit of racism off the press. Everything seemed to be going down the fucking race angle. They've done the thing with her dad, who sold his story to the press, clearly. You know, I mean, could you get any more obvious than her dad sitting in a diner? Hey, this wasn't set up at all, was it? Sitting in a diner, caught with a picture through the window, reading a book saying the history of the British Isles on it. I mean, what are the chances he's reading that book in that diner at that particular time when somebody walks by? Hey. I don't know. But yeah, like her dad took the fucking money, didn't he? You know, that's what she should have done. She should have said, look, dad, there's £500,000 for you if you don't sell anything, any photos, any story or anything like that. There's £500,000 waiting for you at the end of the wedding, right? Shut your fucking mouth, son. Yeah? Don't have your little photos taken. Don't tell them about the fucking family history or anything like that. Just sort yourself out. Keep quiet, and there's £500,000. She should have paid off her own dad, basically. That's what she should have done. I don't know. But the next episode's coming out next week, so I don't know what they're going to reveal next. The fact that, you know, Prince Philip wasn't completely happy about it. Who'd have thought that an old repressed English institution like the monarchy might be potentially a little bit racist? Who'd have thought that? That's come completely out of fucking left field, isn't it? Jesus Christ, I would never have thought that. I would never have thought that the monarchy might not be too keen on having a dual heritage person within their ranks and treat them differently. But, you know, maybe that's just me. Maybe they're, you know, I thought they were a really open sort of liberal organisation, but clearly that is not the case. Ah, dear. That's all I've got to talk about for this episode. That is episode 247 of the Ben Briggs podcast. The only reason I'm quitting now, bang on 30 minutes, is my nose is starting to run like fucking Usain Bolt at the moment. So I'm gonna have to address that issue. Anyway. That is episode 247 of the Ben Briggs podcast. I shall be back on Tuesday, motherfuckers. So have a good rest of your weekend. I'll speak to you then. Take care.